Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Revy, and here's what he's got to say. Hey Sandman, my topic is as follows. My kid was born through IVF surrogacy in a Latin American country a month ago. Total expenses around $85,000, although I went for all the fancy stuff. I think for most people it would be around $75,000, about the price of a new car. The whole process took me about a year. I have unquestionable custody. The birth certificate only has one name on it, mine. Also, my kid has a foreign passport, so I can use him as a reverse anchor baby if needed. I'm planning on either homeschooling him or sending him to private school in this foreign country. Probably a combination of both. The artificial womb already exists. For men who don't want kids, they can ignore this video. But for men who do want them, you can, despite everything that feminism has put in front of you, get them. Well, Revy, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. And ironically, you're also today's sponsor, so here's a word from Revy. He's a successful robotics engineer and now wants to advise and mentor fellow MGTOWs at a significantly discounted rate. Visit RevyInnovations.com if you're looking for help in the areas of engineering careers, academics, and hardware-based product design. Sponsor link is down below. And now back to the video. Revy, I envy you and I wish that I could do surrogacy, but my health has taken a turn for the worst last year, and I spent 4 hours a day chipping away at my skin plaques. I use the strongest steroid creams, which aren't working, and I'll probably have to take biologics to reduce my immune system. 2025 has been absolute hell, and I've only been able to reduce the pain enough to get proper sleep about a month ago. God has a great sense of humor. Now that I've gotten total financial independence, I can't do anything with it. The universe teases us with what we want, and then just when we're about to get it, it's taken away. Case in point, the World Series recently with the Blue Jays, coming within 2 outs of winning. Sometimes certain things aren't meant to happen. If I did surrogacy before my condition worsened, then there's no way I would have been able to take care of a kid. So I look at my pain curse as a blessing in disguise. It's not if a man can raise kids successfully on its own that's the issue. It's can he with his physical health. My goal is now to live out my life with as little pain as possible. Revy, you mentioned that you did a genetic test on the embryos so that none of them had any horrible genetic diseases. You were able to choose the gender. It's not quite CRISPR, but it's still significant. Another great benefit of IVF surrogacy is that you can select the mother separately from the surrogate, and therefore you can select genes related to height and intelligence, among other things. It's expensive to sequence the unborn embryo's genes, but it sure beats having an incel in the family. Plus, as single men raising children, the outcomes are around the same as if the kid had two parents around. But if it's just a single mother, that's the real danger zone. Revy, you're also right that we have the artificial womb, but the ethics of using it are kind of crazy right now. The science now also allows men to give skin cell samples and create embryos from them. It's not available commercially yet, though, but it will probably come out for the alphabet people community in the next few decades. That'll give men more choice with regards to the other half of the kid's genetic material. And it'll also allow men that want to use surrogacy to team up to trade genetic material, completely removing the women from the genetic equation. Even if we can't use skin cells to create babies, you can still pay for eggs and the surrogate mom the way that you did, Revy. But whatever happens in the future, regardless, it's women that are going to get wrecked by technology, because they're the gatekeepers of reproduction and the bottleneck. As you've proven, Revy, they're neither if you have enough money to buy a new car. Also, 5 years ago, I was looking into surrogacy in Mexico, and it was still around $65,000. So you paying $85,000, including extra, sounds pretty good. It's certainly cheaper than the average divorce these days. Plus, you get to keep your money and pass it on to him. And because your kid is a boy, it proves my point that men using surrogacy are more likely to have sons instead of daughters, because of passing on what we've learned in this life, as well as our last name. And also, it's simply easier for men to raise boys. Meanwhile, women who choose to get pregnant using sperm donors tend to choose and raise girls. But also, men are more likely to stay single these days, 80% of them. So the traditional pair bond in a world of alternative ways of reproduction is now obsolete. You certainly prove that's the case, Revy. Right now, single mothers by choice outnumber single fathers by choice. But that's only because IVF and surrogacy is a relatively new concept. With women being propagandized out of motherhood, men, especially conservative men still seeking fatherhood, with surrogacy can shift the balance now. Another great byproduct of mostly males being born is that men will be more likely to vote for more conservative governments. Also, the one group in our society that say they're more likely to reproduce are the 15% of men that lean the furthest to the right. Even conservative women aren't as gung-ho about having kids as conservative men are. So that tells you who's going to outnumber every demographic out there. You mentioned homeschooling. Make sure to take advantage of homeschooling groups and give your kid plenty of extracurricular activities to make sure they're socialized, especially for young kids, and keep the option open for private school. If you don't socialize your kids adequately by the age of 3 or 4, then there's a good chance that he might actually get something called avoidant personality disorder. I most likely have this because I came to Canada at the age of 3, and I only spoke Serbian, and I didn't socialize enough and it stunted my social development. Then at the age of 5 or 6, I still couldn't speak English very much, and my mother never put me into daycare or junior kindergarten. I was sheltered in many ways the way that Howard Hughes' mother sheltered him. So Remy, take your child's social development very seriously. Make sure he has enough friends and peers to talk to. Also, private school, homeschooling groups, and extracurriculars will help take some of the burden off of you, which you need as a single parent. And they come with either no or significantly less indoctrination compared to public schools. Also, if any other guy reaches out to me that has done the whole surrogacy thing on account of going their own way, I'll connect you guys if you want me to. A year ago, I was thinking of doing surrogacy. Now I'm thinking about managing pain and moving to Florida as a snowbird retiree. God and the universe make other plans for you. Then again, I might take some biologic medication and my issues might get under control, and then I could still do it. I could also buy some eggs and create embryos, and then if anyone wants my money, they'd have to go through the surrogacy process and raise the kids themselves. I'm sure there'll be other options for reproduction over the next 20 or 30 years, if I make it that far. My pain was unbearable since about New Year's 2025 up until the end of August. Only in the last few months had the pain subsided enough so I started feeling human again. So the last thing on my mind is surrogacy and artificial wombs. If any of you thinking of surrogacy and have the financial means, I envy you, because that's something I want to do but I can't. I envy Revy for doing it. For going as far as to move overseas so he can afford to raise a son as a single parent. I've also had experiences similar to Philip K. Dick, the author, where he dreamt of a very different present or future. And in all of the dreams, when I had children, my life was far worse. Dick believed that God the programmer is constantly revising reality and changing variables to create better outcomes in our lives. And when we see glimpses of past attempts, they always end up being worse than the current life that we're living. I spent a couple of decades looking for someone that had similar experiences to me. And it's ironic that the person that does actually spoke about them before I was even born, and died while I was a young child. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Revy for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Revy didn't have to smash a woman and risk losing his cash and prizes in a divorce to have a kid. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that want to stop surrogacy but still don't want to have kids of their own away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.